Mike, you had, looked like almost all your offensive guys out there at practice on Tuesday, including Lane Taylor. Did you make it through okay with that ankle?
Lane's doing better, so he'll start with the rehab group today. So we're getting close to being fully healthy as a team.
Like, when you get your defense back out there intact, what's your confidence level that it'll be able to become the defense you hoped it would be?
Well, I have great confidence in it. I mean, number one, we have time to go through everything over the past week. Our number one focus is the communication's got to be better. So, from the boundary to the players, getting things set so we can take advantage of the things you work on during the course of the week, the mannerisms, the tips, and so forth. So we'll be better this week for that. And at the end of the day, we got to do a better job in certain areas. We got to stop the run. Obviously, a focus with this offense coming in here, extremely productive. I think Matthew Stafford's playing outstanding. You look at their numbers. You just watch the last game. So the ability to move the football up and down the field, they do a really good job breaking tackles. So we need to tackle very well. When we get our opportunities, get our hands on the ball, we got to get the takeaways. But stopping a run and winning on third down is a big emphasis for us this week.
Like, is Beagle ready to go?
Beagle's, he's had, what, three practices? So he's Vince looks good. He's obviously excited about being out there. But, I'm more focused on him practicing today and getting acclimated. Also getting his second padded practice of the year tomorrow. So he's working.
Mike, Morgan does so much for you guys. What has it done to your defense to not have him? And specifically, how has it affected Ha-Ha? And then what would it do for you to have him?
Well, at the end of the day, you have responsibility. And Morgan's, he's the most experienced player on defense. He's, him and Clay and looking at Nick Perry, the guys that have been here. So he's a key communicator. We made that change this year. It's gone, it's probably the best it's been. So when he's not in there, obviously responsibility falls more on Ha-Ha, potentially maybe more Blake, because, Blake's really come on. I really love the year that he's having. He went through some tough spots last year. So, but communication's important because you just want to get lined up and you want to play. I mean, you want to dial into what they're doing. And, when that's not intact, obviously you're not playing as fast as you can.
Will Morgan take the communication helmet back this week?
Correct, yes.
Mike, how does TJ look to you on film?
TJ's playing good. I don't like the colors he's wearing, but he looks good out there. I tell you, I mean, just the way he jump sets the in the particular pass game. I always thought he was the best in the game at that, particularly in pass protection. So he's playing well. And frankly, just in our breakdown in the personnel with the personnel department and as a coaching staff, we feel he's their best lineman and he's having a good year.
Mike, there was a report from NFL Network about the Packers pursuing Brian Hoyer. Can you confirm if that's true or not?
Well, I'll just say this about veteran free agency. First off, I can't confirm it because I, from the time Aaron's been injured, I've never once been involved in a conversation about bringing in a veteran quarterback. So, so from my perspective, from the time the Minnesota game, the Monday after Minnesota game, here today, I attempted, particularly here, which really, frankly, I know you probably think I'm talking to you guys. I'm really talking to our football team. In our fans, the direction that we're going with the quarterbacks is Brett Hundley and the guys that we have here. So that was really clearly the vision from the time we had to address it there in Minnesota. But I'm not naive to the fact that player personnel people talk around the league. So was there a conversation on other free agents, particularly leading up to the deadline of trading? Yeah, that's those guys doing their jobs. But as far as pursuing any player. I personally was not involved in any conversations, especially with a veteran quarterback.
What have you learned and enjoyed about Martellus Bennett since he had him in here?
I'm sorry?
What have you learned about and enjoyed with Martellus Bennett since he had him in here?
Martellus is he's a very creative individual. I mean, he's unique. I look at my time in the league, at different personalities that you're fortunate enough to work with. He's got a lot of interesting interests, and you know, outside of it to personally. I think that's special. Football-wise, he's, you know, he's about as good as an on-the-line tight end that I've had a chance to work with. He can play in space. Excellent athlete, obviously an accomplished player.
Hey, Mike, Tausch and I were talking about this morning, that when you just said
to plug for your show?
Yeah, because there's so many people streaming.
Well, these people are waiting.
I'm sure. Sorry. I had a point bringing that up, though. He said that that is one thing that you do on a regular basis, though, when you're up there, is not just a message for us or for fans, but it is important that guys hear you say the things that you say up there. When you profess your confidence in Brett, you're very clear on that. Do you need him to play better, though, too? Like, is that the flip side of this?
We need to play better on offense. I mean, when your offense is designed around making the quarterback successful, I think that's an obvious answer to the question. But, you know, also you have to break it down. I think the sample size on Brett Hundley is way too small to come to conclusions about what you think he is a quarterback. You know, I'm fortunate to work with him each and every day. I believe in him as a quarterback. I believe in our system. But it's about winning. And the responsibility to win in this league for the quarterback is we have to get the ball distributed to our playmakers. And, you know, if you get into the statistics of the last game we played, our offense had the ball 50 plays and the other team had it 75. You know, if you're not plus four in a turnover ratio, you're definitely playing uphill and your primer guys didn't touch the ball enough. So, and I think that's really the reality of our last game. Now, why? There's things that Brett can improve on. We're working on it. It's a new game plan. It's a new game. This defense here that's coming in here, you anticipate them to be schematically aggressive and so forth. But we're going to go out there, and we're going to be a balanced offense. We're going to be productive, and we're going to win the game. And Brett's going to lead the charge on offense. That's the way we're designed, and that's our approach to this football game.
Mike, what do you think has allowed Kenny Clark's pass rush to improve so much this year?
Kenny's he's a heck of a football player. So I mean, I think just boy, his instincts, his awareness, is really. You can see he's very comfortable in what he's being asked to do, week in and week out. But the ability to get off blocks in the run game, and I think it's definitely carried over to his pass rush. So he's explosive. I mean, you look at his hands, the way he plays with leverage. He's violent, and I just like the way he separates and gets off blocks, and also that transfers to the pass rush technique.
Like, we've asked you a lot about having your offensive line back together, but mm-hmm. What has Justin McCray meant to you guys these first seven games, given his path especially?
If I was going to give out an MVP award, I mean, he'd definitely be in the conversation. So, I mean, I'm not that I'm really into those types of things, footballs or something, but he's a young man that you just love his approach from day one. He has, always has a smile on his face. He's wicked tough. He's gnarly, just the way he goes about it. He's a lot more athletic than I think people realize. His ability to play with bend and to pop in his body. But to play that many positions I think says so much about him. And it says, it says a lot about that offensive line room and the way they help each other, they get each other ready. And I'm just really proud of the way he's gone about it. He's earned everything that he's, every opportunity he's been given here, and he's taken full advantage of it.